Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this opportunity of sharing your love, love covenant, perfect love that casts out all fear. Thank you for just being with each and every one, Lord, as you just enlighten and motivate and bring about your kingdom realities into our lives in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, the message today is, today is the day of salvation, to work together with the Lord. So that's what we're encouraging, working together with the Lord. Our labor is not in vain, it's to our gain, and it's to the Lord's gain, it's to the kingdom's gain. It's, yeah, we're there to make the world a better place. Hallelujah. So we can start off here with Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 6, just the first portion, 6a.
For to us a child shall be born, to us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful, this old prophecy we saw, and we can see it in Luke, where Jesus is born, and his name means he will be called Jesus because he will be the salvation of his people. And we can see him there as a child in a manger, and then we can see in Luke, and he grew in wisdom, and then he found favor with God, and he put the wisdom into practice. And it says, and he found favor with God and man. And so Jesus was raised up, the Son of God, the firstborn among many, the firstborn of the church. And he overcame, he shone like a light in the relationship. It says so beautifully in his own words. It says, I was cast upon the Father, the Spirit. He was in the presence of the Lord from the beginning, from the womb. But here we see him develop. And go, like he says, I don't seek my own glory, I seek the glory of my Father. I've come to do your will, O God. That was his precise words. And yeah, so we see the mighty Son led by God and powerful signs and wonders following his life. But then one of the most important things, he called out disciples. And then he said to the disciples, he's going to have to drop this body, he's going to have to die. Unless he falls into the ground, he remains alone. But if he falls into the ground, he'll bear much fruit. And he also told them that for a little while I'll be going away, and then I'll be coming back to you, and no one will take away your joy. And this is exactly what happened. We know he died for us, and he knew no sin became sin. He became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. He died. He went 3 days, 3 nights, and then he was raised up, and he overcame the devil. He had overcome him here on the earth, his life in tune with God. He overcame him under the earth, led the captives free, and took the keys of death and hell with him. And then he goes up into heaven, and he receives all authority. And this is so important. You can see this, we've shared it this week in Revelation 5. And there everyone is rejoicing. Everyone in heaven is rejoicing. And then even it's a revelation of Jesus that's been revealed here. And then even everyone on the earth rejoices. So the reality is known in heaven. And it needs to be known in our hearts, in our minds, and our attitudes as well. We need to know Jesus has received all authority. But the beautiful thing, we go back to the disciples. He came back to them, amen, after he received all authority to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He came to his disciples, and then he instructed them, you know, to also go make disciples, and lo, we'll be with them till the end of the age. And this is exactly what happened. And so we got the wonderful testimony of these disciples knowing their God, walking with their God, and fulfilling the destiny that been laid out for their lives. And we can see also our brother Paul, he met the Lord. Amen. And that's so important, guys. He met the Lord. The Lord knocked him off his horse, knocked him off his self-righteousness and his unrighteousness. And he filled him with his spirit and then led him on into his destiny and his purpose. And this has all happened, guys. And then what happened is we ourselves, we were knocked off our horse. It was the Lord that met us. He says so clearly in John 15, 16, I called you, and I called you to bear much fruit. Going back to that John 12 there, and that he's fallen into the ground, and he's now called you. He called the disciples, he called Paul, he called me, he called you, and he's called us to bear much fruit. And I'm sharing it like this because now we can go back to verse 2, my sweetie.
The people who walk in spiritual darkness will see a great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them.
Okay, there we go. Hallelujah. You see, so this is when the day was precious to us. This is when Jesus became real, is when he called us. Amen? And it's at that time this light dawned on us. Amen? So Jesus called us. Jesus met us. Amen? Before that time, just like the disciples, the Spirit was with them, but he was convicting them of sin because of unbelief in Jesus, convicts them of judgment because the devil is judged, and convicts them of righteousness because Jesus has made righteousness available. Okay, this is all more of the scripture I'm quoting now is when after the Spirit was poured out, that's what the Spirit would do upon the world, upon the people outside of Christ, outside of relationship, outside of being called, outside of the walk. But then once we get born again, amen, we enter into the kingdom, amen. We receive power, the Holy Spirit, and we are now made to be committed to the Lord on a daily basis, morning by morning, letting him awaken our ears and our spiritual eyes so we can fulfill the destiny, the purpose that's laid out for our lives. So this happening year is when Jesus comes into our lives. You know, this is when the day dawns for us, the day of salvation. And I say this because you see now, we're going to read the context now. This is Jesus that has overcome. This is not his first coming where he came to set the record straight, to show the way, the truth, and the life. This is him after taking up all authority, him coming in and waking us up now to run the race that's been laid out for our lives. Okay, let's go on, my sweetie, verse 3.
You, O God, will increase the nation. You will multiply their joy. They will rejoice before you, like the joy and jubilation of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil of victory.
Hallelujah. So you see, here's talking about the harvest now, because Jesus, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit has done everything, and he's called you in now, and he's called you and me in for the harvest. And what is the harvest? It's waking up to the reality of what is and was made available for us in Jesus. We've got a Savior. We've got a destiny. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And that's what it's all about now. So there's the harvest, the coming back to ourselves, who we really are, getting to know our Lord and our Savior and experience the love of the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit opening up, revealing to us and leading us into the wonderful victory we have now in Christ Jesus. So this is all about the victory, the harvest, the rise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And now he says, why? And then he'll tell you why. Read the verses 4 and 5.
For you will break the yoke of Israel's burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the marching warrior in the battle tumult, and every soldier's garment rolled in blood will be used for burning fuel for the fire.
Okay. So you see here, the harvest is here because the battle has been won. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit has overcome the devil in every way, on the earth, under the earth, and then up in heaven, Jesus and Michael and his angels, they put the devil out. And it's now he needs to be put out here. We need to have the eyes of our understanding enlightened and walk consistent, walk with the Lord into the light, out of the night, finish with the night. And so we becoming babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace is crushing Satan under our feet. So can you see what I'm saying? This, when Jesus came to you and he called you and me into this kingdom, the day dawned for us. We are now in the path of the righteous, in the path that's been laid out for our lives through our big brother, Lord and Savior. And that's what we got to walk in now. And then all the carnality of the garment of violence and the boots of war, it's all get exchanged now. Amen. We get the garment of righteousness and we get the sandals of peace. Why? Because we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus now. So this is the reality we are in now, because he has been here as a babe. He has been here as a son. The word of God abided in him and he overcame the wicked one. But he's now the one with all authority, and all that authority he's delegating to his body, to his bride, and that is us. And now we can go on, and now his name shall be called. That second portion of 6a, Maswede.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There shall be no end to the increase of his government and of peace. He shall rule on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forward and forevermore.
Hallelujah. So we see here that, you know, that this kingdom that has come from that time, and we've been introduced and brought into it. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And we've gone through it in the week. We saw it in Hebrews 12:22. We've come to this kingdom, this city, this heavenly Jerusalem. We need to embrace the word of God for what it says. Don't let anyone talk you out of the word of God. See, that's what it says. I believe it. And then the Lord will help you to understand it and then help you to appropriate that what's been made available. So now Jesus has taken up all authority. He's called you and me so that we can also walk in this victory, walk in his footsteps. Salvation is walking and working with the Lord and being transformed into his image and likeness. And so it's relationship. It's like a marriage. And that's what it's all about. And now he is the Wonderful Counselor. Counselor, what's that? Shepherd. And then from the Wonderful Counselor, he becomes the Mighty God. So it steps, guys. When God's counseling you and he's shepherding you, you get to see he's a mighty God, that you're not alone, that he starts a work and he's with you. And then you start experiencing the everlasting Father, the goodness of God that was predestined for you in Christ. And as now you've returned home and you're now starting to experience the wonderful favor that's been made available to you in the kingdom, in your Lord and Savior, with your Father through the power of the Holy Spirit, and then Prince of Peace. Yeah. These things follow on when you're taking hold of the Lord and spending time with him. That's where these qualities become real to you. And it's your message. It's who you are. And it's what you're sharing in word and deed. And then it goes on so beautifully there. There'll be no end to the increase of his government. And then New Testament scriptures, you can go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And you can actually start there in verse 12. Where Peter is talking about that he wants everyone to understand, and even when he drops his body, you have his letters, you have his word, and so that you can see that this goodness has now been made available. And it speaks there about the mighty time when God the Father came there into the situation when Jesus was changed and he started shining like light, and then next minute Moses was there and Elijah was there. But then he doesn't just stop there. That was great. That was power. That was glory. But he says, and we have the prophetic word made more sure. You can read that from verse 19. And this is what we've got to come and understand. Amen. They were still in the old covenant at that time. The God was outside there visiting them on a cloud. And the splendor and the glory was there. But he says, we have got a greater prophetic word, which we need to take heed to as a light shining in a dark place. So this is why we draw close to the word, so that the goodness of God can open up to us, and knowing that there's no interpretation of the scriptures, but by holy men moved by the Holy Spirit. So yes, all these Peter and the boys and the guys that wrote the Bible as all holy people. But praise God, we've also been made holy now, separated unto God. And just to know him, be aware of him, able to speak about him and experience him. That's what know is all about. And then you can go back to the beginning of 2 Peter chapter 1. And there you see we have the same precious faith. Why? Because we have been getting revelation knowledge. And that revelation knowledge is the great and precious promises through which we partake of the divine nature. So we partake of the inheritance, the destiny, the plan that God's got for us, our names written in heaven, the unique story. Yeah, and so he goes on, and we need to know that. We need to push on into that, making our calling and election sure, and we will experience the kingdom in a great way. We won't even need to stumble. We don't need to stumble. So everything's been provided. And so the encouragement is today is the day of salvation. So work together with the Lord and make this whole relationship, this whole walk, make your whole life chewable pieces. Take it day by day. So every day you draw close to your Lord, every day you hear from him, every day you walk with him and you persevere and you overcome, and not allowing the cares of this world in, but taking the realities of heavenly realities as your reality. You've been raised and you've been seated together with him in heavenly places. Now set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because you are waking up to the life, the goodness that God has laid out for your life. Amen. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.